From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A spokesman for Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is denying U.S. claims that his government has agreed to a ceasefire with Kurdish fighters in northern Syria. The U.S. asked Turkey to halt its offensive against the Kurds and to increase focus on its efforts to combat the Islamic State group. But the spokesman says that is out of the question. Senior United Nations officials acknowledge that efforts to resume deadlocked Syrian peace talks and gain humanitarian access to besieged areas as fighting continues to escalate. Lisa Schlein has more.
High-level U.S. and Russian military, security, and diplomatic experts are meeting in Geneva to try to finalize a cessation of hostilities agreement, which would make it possible for UN-mediated intra-Syrian peace talks to go ahead. This is a follow-up to last week's day-long meeting between U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov, aimed at sealing a deal. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Opponents of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro marched through the streets of Caracas Thursday, calling for a recall referendum against the president. The opposition was hoping for a turnout of 1 million people. Venezuelans are growing tired of triple-digit inflation and food shortages. A separate protest by red-shirted government supporters was also taking place Thursday. Gabon's interior minister says more than 1,000 people have been arrested since the capital erupted in violence Wednesday after officials announced the re-election of President Ali Bongo. Police patrolled the streets of Libreville Thursday after a night of violence. This is VOA News. The United States announced additional sanctions on Russia over its continuing support of Ukraine's rebels and the annexation of Crimea. The Treasury Department says it's designated 37 new individuals and companies operating in Crimea and Ukraine for the sanctions blacklist. The move follows the recent extension of European Union sanctions. An earthquake has struck off the coast of New Zealand. There were no immediate reports of damage or injuries. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump has ended his flirtation with softer immigration policies. Trump declared in a speech late Wednesday in Arizona that he would deport millions of undocumented immigrants living in the country. He renewed his vow to build a wall along the U.S. southern border and make Mexico pay for it. Trump repeated some of his positions at a rally Wednesday in Ohio.
We will defend our freedom, our jobs, and our economic independence. It's going to be America first.
Speaking Wednesday at a campaign event in New Hampshire, Democratic vice presidential candidate Tim Kaine criticized Trump's meeting Wednesday with Mexico's president.
He has been talking in this divisive language, but just take him at his word. The entire campaign, we're going to build a wall and Mexico is going to pay for it. But when he got in the room with the president of Mexico, who knows what he's been saying, who knows exactly what he's been saying, and when they were then eye to eye with each other, Donald Trump wouldn't even say that, wouldn't even bring it up.
Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton has called for a comprehensive overhaul of U.S. immigration policies similar to legislation blocked by Republicans in Congress. The U.S. Department of Justice has sentenced a Romanian hacker nicknamed Guccifer to 52 months in prison. Marcel Lahel Lazar was convicted of hacking into the email accounts of about 100 Americans in a case that exposed the private account used by Hillary Clinton while she was Secretary of State. An unmanned SpaceX rocket exploded on its launch pad in Florida Thursday. NASA said SpaceX was testing the rocket when a series of blasts rocked the site. No one was injured, but the rocket and a satellite on board were destroyed. Uzbekistan President Islam Karimov missed the country's Independence Day celebrations Thursday, remaining hospitalized since suffering a stroke. A state TV anchor read Karimov's speech for the 25th anniversary of the nation's independence. The sudden stroke and hospitalization of Uzbekistan's only president since independence has formed a cloud of uncertainty over the country. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.